WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to ADHD Focus. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and if you're anything like me, a beautiful whirlwind of ideas and energy, then this episode is about to be your new best friend. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos? Like that mental list just keeps growing. And the closer you get to conquering it, the more daunting it becomes. Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving deep into the art of prioritizing tasks without getting swept away by the tidal wave of overwhelm. Now, let's be real. Prioritizing isn't some magical skill reserved for superheroes or productivity gurus. It's a superpower you can absolutely cultivate, and trust me, it's life-changing. Think of it like this. Your brain is a powerful engine, but without proper direction, it can sputter and stall. By learning to prioritize, we give that engine the roadmap it needs to navigate effectively, leaving you feeling accomplished and in control, not frazzled and defeated. So, how do we unlock this prioritization superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling like a productivity ninja in no time. 1. Ditch the perfectionism trap. Raise your hand if you've ever fallen prey to the perfectionism monster. We all know that voice whispering, it needs to be perfect. But let me tell you something, folks, perfect is an illusion. It's a myth we perpetuate that often paralyzes us instead of propelling us forward. Focus on good enough, because done is better than perfect every single time. Remember, progress over perfection. 2. Embrace the power of the Eisenhower Matrix. This legendary tool breaks down your tasks into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important, important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. By visualizing your tasks this way, you can quickly identify what needs immediate attention, what deserves your focused energy, what can be delegated or eliminated entirely, and what's just a time-wasting distraction. 3. Make time for me time. You wouldn't put all your eggs in one basket, right? So why treat your mental well-being as an afterthought? Schedule dedicated me time into your day. Even if it's just 15 minutes to meditate, take a walk, or simply enjoy a cup of tea in silence. Remember, a refreshed mind is a more productive mind. 4. The art of saying no. This might sound counterintuitive, but saying no to unnecessary commitments can be the ultimate act of self-care and prioritization. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. Your time is precious, protect it. 5. Celebrate the small wins. Acknowledge those victories, big and small. Did you finish a challenging task? Give yourself a pat on the back. Did you manage to stick to your schedule for a day? High five. Recognizing your accomplishments keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Think about that time you were juggling a million things, work deadlines, family commitments, personal projects, all swirling around in your head like a hurricane. You probably felt overwhelmed, stressed, and maybe even a little resentful of the constant demands on your time. It's easy to fall into that trap of feeling like there simply aren't enough hours in the day. But what if I told you there was a way to break free from that cycle? Picture this. You wake up feeling energized, ready to tackle the day with a clear head and a sense of purpose. Your to-do list isn't a source of anxiety, but rather a roadmap for success. You know exactly what needs your immediate attention and you're prioritizing tasks based on their importance and impact. No more feeling scattered or overwhelmed, just focused, productive, and in control. That's the power of prioritization. Remember, folks, taking control of your time isn't about being superhuman. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. It's about setting boundaries, saying no to distractions, and investing in activities that truly matter. So, go out there and start prioritizing like a boss. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest challenge when it comes to prioritizing tasks. What strategies have worked for you? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag us at ADHD Focus Podcast and let's learn from each other. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could benefit from these tips. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.